This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
We have hilarious news and terrible news when it comes to the NFL Hall of Fame announcements last night. Good morning, Metroplex, Sean, RJ, and Bobby. Final show in New Orleans here at Radio Row. Let's start off with the bad news. Phenomenal guest sitting down with us yesterday, the great Darren Woodson, denied again.
This is getting ridiculous, and I said it yesterday on Twitter, like, we need an audit of the Hall of Fame voters, like, at the Pro Football Hall of Fame, because there's, when every player from that era, Thurman Thomas sat down and said it yesterday, teammates will tell you, other, you know, opponents will tell you, like, when every single player from that era, when Darren Woodson comes up, they're like, oh, yeah, no, that dude needs to be in.
Although, to be fair, has anyone ever been asked, should that guy be in?
Yeah.
And the person goes, no.
Well, okay. To be fair. You ask anybody even away from a camera or anything else about Darren Woodson, they will tell you, like, he did change the way that position was played.
Yeah.
Like he completely impacted the game in a different way. Mike Zimmer told – I know he told Darren Woodson this years ago, and he said sort of the same thing in Oxnard to us, where he's like, I feel partly responsible for him not being in because he was so good. We asked him to do so many things, he couldn't just sit at one spot and collect stats.
Yeah.
If he would have been able to just stand at free safety, he would have collected enough stats, he'd be in.
That's what he was telling me yesterday. He's like, I wish I would have played that one spot more.
Yeah, because that would have helped him out. Instead, it was like Nate Newton told us a couple weeks ago.
But the versatility gets praised for Charles Woodson.
Yeah.
Rod Woodson.
Yeah. No, and Nate,
Deion going, you know, did Deion play a little bit of safety in Baltimore later on?
Late in his career he did, yeah. Nate had talked about this with his Nate Newton a couple weeks ago where he was like, we didn't have nickel packages. We didn't have dime packages. We had Darren Woodson. When Darren Woodson was in our lineup, he would just, hey, Darren, slide down and play the slot. Now we have nickel. Darren, come down in here. All right, now we have a jumbo package. You know, we've got these box defenders. Darren, go do this. Like, he was the guy who they would just shift him, and it's like, there's our package. Now we're changing. Nobody comes off the field. And that has just not been rewarded properly. And statistically, he still is one of the – he's right up there with the safeties of his era that have been put in statistically.
Right. Yeah, that's the issue. And then, now, listen, like, if you want to audit the Hall of Fame voters, okay, be careful, though. You start getting younger people in there who didn't see him play, his chances go down even more.
I just in general mean, like, I gotta find out if there's just people in there who, like, have no idea who he is or doing have some sort of weird axe to grind. And anybody who's talked to Darren Woodson off the air, I can't imagine why you'd ever have an axe to grind against. He does everything the right way. He's friendly. He's personable. He's been in media. He had the career that you needed. There's no explanation for him not being in there.
And that must mean that the class was absolutely loaded. So listen to the four that actually got in.
Four? So, I mean, they didn't max out at their five. Okay.
Oh, real quick. The average, they list them as defensive backs, right? The average defensive back in the Hall of Fame has one title, three first-team All-Pros, seven Pro Bowls, and 13 years as a starter. Woodson has three titles, three first-team All-Pros. So he's got them matched or exceeded on the first two. A little bit less on the Pro Bowl, five to seven. And, I mean, the years are right there. His numbers to get in match everybody. There's no reason not to.
The 2025 class, Jared Allen, Sterling Sharp, Antonio Gates setting a precedent there. And then the one that people are losing their minds over because Darren Woodson got left out is Eric Allen. So Jared Allen, Eric Allen, Sterling Sharp, Antonio Gates. I thought when we were previewing this class, we were like, hey, this is a much better class. These are a lot of tough decisions. And then when I look at these four names on paper, I'm like, eh.
You cannot make a case that Eric Allen is a Hall of Famer over Darren Woodson. He made one first-team All-Pro. So, and that's my argument with Eli. At no point, and this is my argument with Billy Wagner. Okay, Eli's got the two rings. At no point in his career was he a first-team All-Pro. At no point in his career was he an MVP. I'm sorry, like I've just, and if you're going to make the Hall of Fame, I'm going to need a couple of first-team All-Pros from you as a quarterback. And as a, you know, any position, I don't think it's too much to ask to be the best at your position a couple of times in your career.
This is the smallest Hall of Fame class since 2005, but at least it does not have Eli Manning. That brought me great, oh, my biggest victory over the meatballs. We were talking about trying to go to Rayo's last night, the famous New York place with a pop-up here. When I did get into Rayo's years and years ago, I was in Long Island. And they were rewatching one of the Giants' lucky Super Bowls. And I told both of them, Goldberg and Sullivan, New York diehards, this guy, like, I had to break down to them how Eli Manning isn't that good. They really thought I should lose my credentials as, like, a sports talk person. They could not wrap their mind around it. That's your typical New Yorker, New York fan. He's got two titles, he's a winner. That's it. The brain can't go to another level on it. And when I found out yesterday, because I was told beforehand that Eli and Woody were not getting in, I texted them this, and they're like, you're stupid. You should leave. They should throw you out of the Super. They should take your credential. And getting that message to them, they're crickets. It was one of the great, satisfying sports argument wins of my entire life. They can't believe it.
He'll get in someday. But
maybe.
Now, next year, you got to add Witten, Philip Rivers, Drew Brees.
Fitzgerald,
yep. So they all get added to the list next year.
Although, I don't know. I mean, they keep holding. I don't understand how they keep holding out on Torrey Holt and Reggie Wayne. I don't know how one of them hasn't got. Torrey Holt's numbers were. It is literally the first 9 years of his career. The only person
than Isaac Bruce.
The only guy who passes him in his first 9 years of his career, statistics wise, it's Jerry Rice. That's it.
Yeah, the numbers fool me. Just in my brain, I'm like, I never thought of Torrey Holt as a Hall of Fame receiver.
There was also like historically a lack of wide receivers in the Hall anyway. It's a very tough position to crack the Hall.
Yeah, unless you're Lynn Swann and you bobble the ball in a Super Bowl.
Pittsburgh Steelers were just such trash. Overrated play ever. I had concentration and the ball tipped in the air. The DB fell down. I was able to catch. I don't know how I was.
Do you know what Antonio Gates' average season was during his career?
One shot in the butt.
60 receptions, 740 yards.
Say it again.
60 receptions, 740 yards. We're talking about for his career averaging less than 50 yards per Chargers game.
Then Jason Witten better not be even a discussion.
60 better not be a discussion. And
like, just say yes. Just like when Tom Brady goes in, just say yep. You don't even need to just say his name. That's it.
Have you guys heard any talk about Antonio Gates getting busted during this build-up?
No,
and discussion. So they've set
a precedent.
There's the precedent.
The Baseball Hall of Fame, like, I mean, they won't even let if you were in the same urinal as somebody who was shooting up. Yep. you get out.
He got four games for PEDs. They're like, okay, fine. It's all right. I don't have a huge problem with it. His numbers are the opposite of Torrey Holt for me. I'm like, that's it?
Yeah.
That's it for Antonio
they
Gates?
They put Pat Freiermuth in. That's what they did with this. Pat Freiermuth just went into the Hall of Fame with the 60 for 740.
I thought of Antonio Gates more as a Hall of Fame player than Torrey Holt in terms of his greatness in the league in the moment. I'm just being honest in terms of recollection. And then Vinatieri got left out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I'm...
Okay.
Like, what's the bigger crime? Is it Vinatieri? Is it Woodson? Luke Kuechly. Luke Kuechly was a stud.
So they said they've done this a couple times recently where, like, DeMarcus Ware doesn't go in the first time.
They
started creating this first ballot NFL.
I hate that. It's so diminishing to the person, in my opinion. I know they probably don't care. I would.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, you're just going to keep putting me to the side. If you want to uphold your standard, like, just don't put them in ever. Like, if you're like, no, you're not good enough to be a first-time Hall of Famer, I'm fine if you're like, all right, first ballot guy, unless you, like, totally have run out of space. But you're like, nah, on the third time, I hate that. I think it's so diminishing to the individual.
Yeah, and that's historically, I don't feel like that's been.
And I love that T.O. was like, screw you, I'm not even going, I'm doing my own ceremony. I love that he did that.
Yeah, and I feel like Pro Football Hall of Fame historically hasn't been one of these, well, we're not going to put in a first. That's always been a baseball thing, but like the last 15 years, it feels like the NFL's moved that way.
I feel like this is the hardest it's ever been to predict the class.
Yeah.
Like over the past 3 years, I've been way off, like, no, that's happening, that's happening. Like, right now for next year, of the first-time eligibles, it's Fitzgerald.
Yes.
Breeze.
Yes.
Rivers.
No.
Huh?
No.
Witten.
Yes.
Frank Gore. No.
Oh, man.
No.
He will get in, but he's not going to get in next year.
He will get
in. Okay, so I would be wrong on that. Like, Frank Gore, he was never around the best running back in the league. He's a compiler.
Isn't he Curtis Martin, though, or Art Monk?
You're number two in rushing, when you're number two in, like, one of the if you have the second most hits in the history of Major League Baseball.
Let me see his All-Pros. I'm just curious. I would like to know.
If you had the second.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get most hits in the history of baseball, and you were like,
I know.
You know, Elvis.
Edelman? No. Pouncey? No. LeSean McCoy? No. Thomas Davis? No. Greg Olson? No. Alex Smith? Hell no. Dez, no. Steven Goskowski, it'd be hilarious if he got in before Vinatieri. Geno Atkins, no. David DeCastro, Mike Pouncey, Sean Lee, Todd Gurley, and Jarrell Casey. Those are the first-timers for next year.
One second-team All-Pro for Frank Gore, no first-team.
He's not even on.
Bro, 16,000 rushing yards. So he's 2,000 away from Emmett's record. Even if it's compiling, that's
well. I think this is a perfect argument. I think this is a perfect guy. It's, and I'm not disrespecting the numbers. It's freaking impressive. It's consistency. It's durability. It's toughness. Sure. But you never were like, oh my God, Frank Gore is the second or third best running back in the league. Never.
Yeah.
He was just a boring guy, you know, in San Fran or Indy. Now, Curtis Martin is a great example in comparison. I thought of Curtis Martin as better than Frank Gore, even.
I did, too. This is interesting.
Frank Gore was on the All-Decade team, by the way, and that's usually been a pretty good indicator of what the Hall of Fame voters
are. So one of the things they use in this Hall of Fame monitor is like it's like a compilation of all your stats, and it just gives a number, which is your chances of getting in. And his number is actually higher than Edge, Thurman Thomas, Gale Sayers, Curtis Martin, but he doesn't meet any of the criteria that they have. Like, they've got way more All-Pros. They've got more championships or whatever. He does. He has more years starting, and that helped compile his number higher.
The other awards handed out last night, Josh Allen wins MVP, Kevin O'Connell, Coach of the Year, Joe Burrow, Comeback Player of the Year. He didn't look too thrilled going up there and getting that. Offensive Player of the Year, Saquon. Defensive Player of the Year, you guys were right in predicting that, and Patrick Surtain. And then Jaden Daniels, Rookie of the Year. Jared Verse, Defensive Rookie of the Year. But there it is, the MVP to Josh Allen.
Yeah, and Josh Allen, the first quarterback or first player in 21 seasons to win MVP without being the first team All-Pro. That's Lamar. And the last player to do it was Steve Mariner, who shared the MVP. And so if you're talking about last person period, Stanley, that was Elway in 87.
Why are people issuing safety warnings for when the Mavericks come back to DFW? Wait until you hear what went out over national television. Are you that riled up listening back home in DFW? Next on The Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.